Thank you. So unfortunately, Martin couldn't be here this morning, so my name's Richard Wally, and I'm going to talk in his place, and I'm going to talk about a novel dielectric tensiometer that enables precision irrigation control in polytunnel-grown strawberries in coir. And coir is a soilless substrate that's widely used in horticulture. So in the presentation, I'm going to talk about a method for precision irrigation that, as far as we know, has not been applied to irrigation so far. I'm going to talk about soil moisture sensors when used with proportional, integral, and differential irrigation control. I'm also going to talk about a new dielectric tensiometer that's especially optimized for the use of very high water potentials. And finally, I'm going to talk about the integration of PID and this new sensor. So what is PID control and why use it? It's a method for closed loop control of any process, and it's precise and it can respond quickly to varying loads. It also has a very wide dynamic range and it's commercially available, and indeed it's used widely in industry for some considerable time for controlling processes, usually with analytical control functions for its application. So this is a block diagram or schematic diagram showing how it might work. So it's a process, in this case, which is irrigation, which is monitored by a transducer, which could be a moisture sensor. And the moisture sensor will send a signal to this controller, which will produce a control output, which is related to the proportional difference, the integral, or the differential related to the measured property, which could be soil moisture. So this is an illustration of how it might work. So that's the proportional. So that's the proportional part of the control. Thank you. So this is the proportional part of the control, which is widely used for irrigation and other processes. And the problem with this is that it can give rise to a systematic error. And this systematic error can be overcome by including an integral function. And the integral function generally eliminates systematic errors, but it gives rise to this instability in time, which can be overcome by applying a differential control output. So this has been used for some time, and this dates back to 1942, and this shows a response to a step change, and the PID control gives a rapid change in the control output to respond to this step change. So the first example is irrigation of poinsettia, and at least in the UK and many parts of Europe, poinsettia are widely used at grown at Christmas for ornamental plants, and their commercial value depends very much on their size. If they're too small or too large, then their value is very low, and plants of the right size to fit on your table attract a premium price. So it's a poinsettia, and it has a moisture sensor which gives feedback to this PID algorithm, which can control an irrigation pump. So this is a schematic diagram, and the physical implementation of this control function or control approach looks like this. So there's a poinsettia growing in a pot with soil moisture sensors. And the soil moisture sensors are logged by a GP2 logger. And the GP2 logger also it monitors solar radiation in this case. Now the GP2 logger can be programmed to give a PID output, and the PID output in this case controls a water pump which irrigates the pot. So this is an example of an application. And here Martin's shown the different types of control signal. This is the proportional signal in blue, and the integral signal is this dotted line. And classically, integral signals tend to overshoot, and this can become overcome by constraining them. Then that's constrained integral output. This green line is a differential signal, And as you can see, this is close to zero. And for these irrigation applications, it's mainly the proportional and integral signals that have been used in controlling irrigation. And in industrial applications, PID controls would be used with analytical solutions, but this is too complicated for most irrigation applications. So in this work, the PID parameters have been determined empirically. And this shows the irrigation events in this poinsettia plant, and also is a solar radiation in these spikes here. And this was on the windowsill of the Delta T factory. This shows an example of the poinsettia plant, and in this case, Martin poured a cup of water on the pot, which is a simulated irrigation event, and the PID controller then rapidly brings the moisture down to the set value. So that's one example of irrigation. This is an example of soil drying. Here the irrigation system was switched on, off, and it was switched on at this point, and when it's switched on, irrigation then is applied to bring the water content in the pot back to the controlled value. So, scaling up to strawberries in Coir. Strawberries are grown in these soilless media, in these polytunnels. And this is an example of empirical adjustments of these PID parameters. On the right, you can see there's a much tighter control of soil moisture compared to those on the left. And Martin's achieved this by empirical adjustments of the PID parameters in the control algorithm. And this shows as the strawberries grow during the season, the amount of water applied increases, and it also varies with the daily changes in solar radiation. So now, scaling up to commercial use of strawberries, and strawberries, indeed all over the world, are grown in these polytunnels, and these contain long gutters which are which hold these soilless environments such as coir and other similar things. And also these polytunnel systems have these controllers to control irrigation and nutrition, and these can be interfaced with a GP2 logger from Delta T and connected to the sensors. And there are three different irrigation schemes shown here or illustrated. The first is a well watered, which has widely been used by growers as the guaranteed option or the safe option to make sure your plants live. This green is a controlled irrigation where the farmer controls irrigation to try and prevent excessive irrigation. And this red line shows a deficit irrigation. And deficit irrigation is becoming increasingly used because it saves water, which is important, but also there are improvements in the quality of the strawberries, particularly taste, and the higher sugar content. And these strawberries can attract a premium price from the supermarkets. The sensor used in these soilless cultures needs to be especially optimized to measure small changes in water potential near saturation. So this shows a sensor that drains from 0 to 3 kilopascals, so a very narrow range. And this is a dielectric sensor with these foam materials which are inserted around the dielectric pins and then inserted in these coir. So this is a dielectric sensiometer, rather similar to those used in soil, but this has been specially designed for use at very high water potentials. And this calibration curve here is fitted to the Van Genuchten equation. So this data shows different types of outputs from a commercial testing of this PID control system in a strawberry farm. And the top slide shows the top panel shows variation in soil moisture tension. This is solar radiation, and this is a vapor pressure deficit. And the bottom panel compares the vapor pressure deficit with the amount of daily water use. And this graph on the bottom left is a plot of the amount of water applied daily against the mean water vapor pressure deficit. And this tight relationship can be obtained because of the precise way in this irrigation system controls the water application in these soilless systems. And here's a calibration of the sensor that was used in this polytunnel system, and this is this type of calibration is critical for this because it needs to measure small changes in water potential near saturation. What this graph shows is data showing that this very tight range of matic potential control is possible over a wide range of vapor pressure deficits for different time periods during this irrigation experiment. So, in summary, the constrained PID irrigation process can be used effectively in potted poinsettia, which is used as an example to get to show how the thing might work, but it's also been scaled up commercially to strawberries grown in coir. And the effectiveness of this irrigation in strawberries was possible because of this novel dielectric tensiometer, which records very small changes in water potential near saturation. And this has been integrated with a PID controller. And in Martin's implementation of this PID control system, this was done empirically because, at least at the moment, we're of the view that an analytical transfer function for the PID controller is probably too complicated. So it's very accurate, and this has a lot of advantages for it. It's a research tool because it could be used in a plant growth experiment, for example, to give precise control of soil moisture conditions during plant growth experiments. The accuracy is probably too great for those commercial requirements, but it's a great advantage for the research community, I think. So the sensor can be used with a controller to give sort of prescriptive irrigation controls, and these can be programmed into the logger empirically with an on-the-go approach. So in conclusion, we believe that a new dielectric tensiometer, which in fact can be seen on the Delta T stand in the exhibit hall, can be used effectively with a PID algorithm in the GP2 logger to give accurate control of irrigation in these this example for strawberry growing commercial ventures. So thank you for listening, and particularly I'd like to thank John Newsted and Nick Webb at Delta T, and Mark Els and Mike Davies at East Malling Research, who contributed to this research.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
We have time for one quick question, if someone has a question for Richard. I was curious about the foam and some issues with hydrophobicity over time. Do you have problems with that?
Martin at Delta T has spent a long time selecting a suitable foam in order that for these problems don't occur. And you're right, if you took any foam at random, you could well have these issues. But I think it's a matter of selection of foam, and okay. It's a good point.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.